T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
5 o'clock in the afternoon, Elysian Fields near Gentilly. Four guys just get out and start blasting. That's about as scary as it gets, I would think.
All right. And, you know, that's just the most recent, Tommy. You know, we've been living with this for a couple of years now. And, you know, I mean, these types of hits, you know, have played out repeatedly in the history of New Orleans. And it's not just the last 2 years. We've seen it historically happen, you know, years ago on the Earhart Expressway, you know, the drive-by shooting where, you know, one drug gang went out and murdered another drug gang, you know, with high-powered rifles and automatic weapons. So that plays out. We saw it last summer with the four individuals that were working at that church facility doing some gardening work, and a squad went out there and murdered two of them and wounded two others. So those play out on the interstate more and more frequently, and on the highways and roads. And unfortunately, sometimes the people that are pulling the trigger are, you know, shooting at the wrong car, and you have 7-year-olds that are killed accidentally, you know,
and just all those bullets flying around. It's amazing somebody else didn't get shot with the incident that happened on, I think it was Tuesday afternoon. So when it comes to preventing something like that, Raphael, I guess it goes to intelligence, and that brings us to Tiger Unit or something like that, where you have to be getting some kind of inside information if you're going to either prevent something like this or arrest somebody before they do it, right?
Right. So we just saw something play out. You know, what you're referring to, Tommy, was the, you know, very similar to what the district attorney's office announced earlier this week with the indictment of the armed robbery suspect. So those individuals that were indicted, that was, you know, an effort that just didn't start last week. That was work that the police department has been doing quietly behind the scenes, tying together a series of armed robberies that were linked and participated in by multiple offenders. And the police department collected the evidence, presented it to the DA's office. They went into a grand jury and got an indictment against those individuals. Those types of cases were the types of cases that were made by the MAG unit years ago, the multi-agency gang task force that was responsible for dismantling about 10 to 12 violent drug gangs, and that drove down our violent crime rate for years. And then that unit was disbanded. And then more recently, we've seen the Tiger units disbanded in large part because of the manpower crisis within the police department. But I think the police department realizes that they have to have a proactive component. They have a VCATE unit that's responsible for collecting intelligence about and linking together a lot of these crimes. And we saw that executed with the indictment that was announced earlier this week by the district attorney's office. But don't think that was, you know, just the DA's office by itself. That's the way the police and prosecutors need to continue to work together to hold those people responsible for violent crime accountable and thereby reduce the incidence of violent crime. We need more of those types of initiatives and efforts.
We only have a minute or two left here, and I don't want to misquote J.P. Morrell, but in an interview with Newell last week, he basically said that maybe the chief, and again, I'm paraphrasing, was going a little bit too far with the consent decree as it relates to the Tiger unit and so forth. Do you think he is? Is the NOPD over-complying with the consent decree?
Look, so one of the issues with the consent decree was we had proactive policing in 19 and the early part of 20. And then there was a series of events that occurred that made the superintendent realize that some of the supervisors that were supervising those proactive policing units really weren't doing an adequate job of supervising. And that was adversely affecting the police department's ability to comply with the consent decree. So because of the declining manpower, because of those issues, he disbanded the Tiger unit and essentially stopped a lot of the proactive policing units within the police department. Last week, we heard the superintendent say that he has a plan, and it includes proactive policing. I think it will be announced in the near future. I can't tell you exactly when, but I think that that indictment this week is an indication that the police department is back in the proactive policing business, and it will expand, and we'll hear more details next week.
They'd better be. Thank you, Raphael. Have a good weekend. Stay safe, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Raphael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. It is 8:53. Let's look at traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.